I'm eating, forgive me. I'm fucking hungry. And I'm on a roll. I'm just recording shit so I can give y'all some new content. Is that what y'all not want or what? But anyway, hi y'all. How's it going? I'm hoping that this episode finds you all. I hate using that as an intro because we use it in our everyday fucking emails at work. And if there's anything that like irks my nerves is, I hope this email finds you well. Like, no, bitch, I'm not well. Are any of us well? But anyway, if this podcast doesn't find you well, we're going to get you there. We're going to get you feeling good and hopefully make you laugh and hopefully make you go, ooh, or maybe like, oh, or an ah, whichever your choice. We're going to get you there. So I want to start off by thanking you all for tuning in to another episode of The Shit Show. I appreciate you all so much for consistently listening. And if you're tuning in for the first time, then bienvenidos al party. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank those of you for being active contributors to Yas, bro. It means the world to me that you're setting aside a couple of pennies to feed this starving child, to sponsor this starving child. And in all honesty, like I've mentioned previously, you know, putting this stuff together, it costs money. It's kind of like a full-time job, although I don't do it full-time. But yeah, there are resources involved and whatnot. And you know what? In all honesty, I do this for the culture. I'm trying to drive change here, and I'm trying to do good things for our community and for the world. So your contribution literally means the world to me. I could be on OnlyFans right now showing you a video of me playing with my hole. But you know what? That's not going to drive culture change. That's not going to drive any change at all. If anything, you're just going to beat your meat for like 2 seconds and you're going to forget. And then you're going to like go off to beat your meat to someone else's hole. So, I mean, fuck that. I mean, I could be making some money, but that's more about driving change. But enough about driving change. If you'd like to make some sort of contribution to Yas, bro, you may do so by tapping the link in the bio. And yeah, there are some options there for you to donate. You know, just donate whatever you want if you want to become a monthly contributor. By all means, that's welcome. If you only want to make a contribution just once, then you know what? That's welcome too. I love you for it. I love you for listening, whether you choose to contribute or not. I just love you for being part of the cause. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a interesting episode today. It's interesting is like, I don't even know if that's the right word to use. So
It is interesting.
Wait, I have you muted. But here with me today, I have a very special... All my guests are special today. But this guest is extra special because they were along with me during a very interesting part of my journey and my career as a homosexual male. And yeah, that I think it's a pretty loaded statement, or it's not as loaded as it should be. But I'm here with my very, 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 very first boyfriend. Say hi.
Hi, my name's Joel. I'm an alcoholic.
That's not the kind of meeting that we're having here. But yeah, guys, how many of y'all stay in touch with like your very first boyfriend? Now, we'll get into like how we met, blah, blah, blah. And this isn't just about like, I don't even know, but the purpose of this is just to, like, you know, expand our way of thinking and whatnot. And, like, I don't know, just catch up and have some fun times just, like, reflecting on how we've grown.
I'm equally excited and nervous.
Why are you nervous? Get closer to the mic.
Oh, shit, sorry. I don't know.
Why are you nervous?
It's weird. I feel like I'm in an intervention or something.
It's not an intervention. I know, but your alcohol problem is your own thing. Well, then. No, so, yeah. I met you in high school.
Yeah.
We went to the same high school, a very small school, back in 2006.
2006, yeah.
And what year is it right now?
What is it? 2021.
2021,
right?
Yeah. And then, like, we just hung around like the same group of friends and whatnot. Oh yeah, by the way, did you say your name already? You said,
yeah, my name's Joel and I'm an alcoholic.
Okay, all right, cool. So
yeah, so we, yeah,
we became friends.
Your
and
sophomore
then
year though.
Yeah, we became friends like over the summer before sophomore year.
Yeah.
And sure. Then like before, like it was late into my freshman year when I was like, okay, I think I'm gay. I'm going to start telling everyone around me. So then I started telling like our little group of friends and I was like, yeah, I'm gay.
On AOL Messenger.
We just dated ourselves. And then from there, I guess we became closer and then you didn't come out to me until like September of sophomore year.
I think so. I remember there was a moment where you were like, I'm going to go date this guy. Like, no.
I don't know.
Because it was
so long ago.
Yeah, well, I remember the first interaction that we had, it was always, is it Winds of Wonder?
What?
Or that song, like, Stacy's Mom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that's always, like, the memory of us first meeting.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you like Winds of Wonder?
Yeah, I was a fucking poser. I just liked that one song.
You're like, cool, me too. And we're, like, walking to a class together, and this was, like,
homos.
I get this, yeah.
Faggots. And like then and stupid. And then what happened next? Then at some point you told me you liked me. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like I guess I like you too. And then I guess like we started like hanging out like privately. Behind our friends back.
Right next door.
Huh?
Right next door.
Oh my God, in my bedroom right next door. And then we started messing around, and then we told each other we liked each other, and then we became boyfriends, and we were together for, like, what, 6 years?
Six? Five?
It was...
Five and a half years?
5.5. Something yeah, something like that. I don't like the way I'm sounding right now. And then we went through a lot together. Like, only our friends, like, some of our friends knew about, like, the relationship that you and I had.
Well, I mean, I think we were pretty private. Until, like, after we graduated high school.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew.
Nobody knew. I think someone knew. Someone in our friends group knew.
Yeah, somebody definitely knew. We had, like, interactions with people that knew. Other gay guys.
But like the three.
but no, none of our, like, straight friends knew.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think after high school, that's when, after we graduated, that's when, like.
We were liberated.
Yeah. And we're like, hey, we're like fucking touching our butts.
Yeah. But what's funny looking back at that, and this episode is more focused on like growth and how far we've come from you know, that moment and in those dark times in our lives where we had to live in the shadows and like we felt guilty about like
your
even
mom's coming home. Jesus Christ. Get your dick out my mouth.
Oh my God, no, there was this one time I remember. So embarrassing. By the way, I remember we were messing around and then I came on my shirt and my mom came into my room.
And laid on the bed with you?
And I was like. By the way, I tell my mom not to listen to any of these episodes. And
there's
I'm here
a lot
like.
Of moments like that.
Yeah, and I was like trying to cover the thing and I'm like, oh. Fuck. And then there was a time where I was like cleaning my room and then like I looked under my bed and there were all of these like
like underwear and socks.
Underwear
like,
and socks.
Even, it wasn't even underneath your bed, it was behind that trunk that you had.
Oh my God, or
behind your TV, you were just like chuck them back
there. Yeah, because it's, I mean
fester.
What else was I mean there were,
you know what, you should have saved them and you could have sold them.
I could have, I wasn't that start business savvy. Fans. I wasn't that business savvy at the time. Plus, like, who's going to want to buy, like, 14-year-old age-old cum socks?
Dude, there's a whole market for it.
That's disgusting. Like, I'm not one to judge people for that shit, but I'm fucking judging.
If I can sell my 13-year-old underwear, fuck it.
Ew, oh my God. So there was this meme, I guess, and, like, it was a picture of someone's room, and it was, like, filthy as shit. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, this old ratty underwear, and there was, like, mushrooms growing from it.
Okay.
I'm still eating.
Like, listen, I'm a disgusting person, but Jesus Christ. Mushrooms growing out of your underwear?
I mean, what can you eat? The
either they're a really cool scientist, or
like, can you eat those? Put it in my pasta. Problem truffle fries.
Solve the problem of sterile people. Just like eat this mushroom, you'll be sterile. Oh, God. I mean, not sterile. You'll be fertile.
Ugh, that's disgusting. I'm like gagging right now. But yeah, there were a lot of times like that, and with my poor grandma, bless her soul. I know my lovely grandma, my grandmother. She would be like in the kitchen cooking, and then here we were in my room, just like
look at it, come here.
I'm like, and then we just hear like clanking of pots. All right, she's there. Right, one. Right, so we go silent. All right, let's stop.
Right. We got 5 minutes.
I know.
Or less.
No, and it's funny because looking back at that, like as a kid, and even now that I still live at home, like there were times that I would have to like sneak someone in, or I would do stupid shit like that to not get caught. Like,
I mean, but it was like a perfect scenario. Like we our school is across the street.
Yeah.
Come to your place, and we're just like, I remember our first time, the first thing that you blew me.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, we blew each other, and it was just, like, so awkward, like, afterward. Like, we both came. Oh, my God.
The post-nut guilt. Oh, my God.
We just sat there on your bed, like, oh, God. Like, what is happening right now?
What did we do?
Like, I remember just sitting there and just like, okay, maybe we should watch Neverland. That'll make it feel bad.
Yeah. No, that was weird. But, like, changed man since then. I can't keep dick out of my mouth. But yeah, we did a lot of stupid shit like that, and even to this day, like, can't host. So I'm like, like, okay, I'll go over your house, or okay, your car, or my car. What else did we do that was stupid?
Which is also something that we used to do too.
What?
Like, as soon as we started driving, like,
oh yeah, the car.
I used to bring my mom's car here, and then, like.
Like, the Mitsubishi,
hang out with the fam, and then just like, all right,
bye.
Yeah, the red Mitsubishi. But yeah, we used to just go back there, the parking lot of your complex, and just like,
blah blah blah,
and just like, blah, 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 you know, and just watch out for the security.
Oh my God, the fucking security that still rolls around. Actually, my most recent time, no, it's some other bitch. She's never paying attention. But my most recent interaction in a car was this guy that I met on Grindr like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, you want to smoke? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Smoke what?
What do you think? I mean, cigarettes? He wanted to smoke weed.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
I don't know.
He comes through because he had roommates and he couldn't host either. So I'm like, oh, yeah, come through. I could find us a spot. Plus, I drive a Jeep Wrangler, so I could just like lower the seats and you have room to break dance back there.
Yeah.
So I invited him. We stayed in my car and we smoked each other out, and then we messed around in my car. And I was like, oh, this is fun. But then I was just like, oh my God, I'm 28 years old and I'm still doing this shit in cars. I mean, there's
no shame.
No, there's no shame. I mean, sometimes when you're in the mood, like, what if you have a place, but then, like, you're in the mood in the fucking car? You just do it in the car.
Be an exhibitionist, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as it's at night and it's in a dark, secluded corner of the parking lot, like, you're good. I've done that so many times. Target parking lot, Taco classy. Bell parking lot. I know.
Still classy.
Where else? In the parking lot of my complex. Where else? Yeah, that's it for now. Target, Taco Bell, and my complex. I keep it classy. Minimalist.
I've done it driving, like, with someone. Mm-hmm. Just, like, you know.
Done what driving?
I was driving. Mm-hmm. Gone head while driving. It's fucking great.
I did that to someone once. He was driving my car. He was not under the condition to drive. It was after we were leaving the club. And then I'm there, I'm just blowing him. And we were driving in the express lanes down from Fort Lauderdale to Miami because we wanted to go to Twist.
Mm-hmm.
And there I am, drunkenly blowing this guy.
Let me suck the alcohol out of you, baby.
Yeah, of course.
Let me sober you up.
Mm-hmm. And homeboy got so comfortable that he, like, rested his head.
Oh, no!
And then I just hear... And I'm like, oh my God, we just hit all the poles of the express lane. So I stopped. I'm like, what the fuck am I thinking? Like, what if we crash and we die? And then, like, here come the bomberos, the fucking rescue, and they
So he's like popped off and just like, are you okay?
Or like, I'm dead. And then all of a sudden they discover my butt, like with the airbag exploded in my head between the airbag and the guy's fucking crotch. Dick in your mouth. And you know, when you die, you stay hard if you have an erection.
Yeah, rigor so, mortis.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mortis? Something like that.
Rigor mortis?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he was dead the whole time. Oh, my God. You're just a necrophiliac. And this is hell.
That's so gross. Oh, my God. Like, I've been seeing a lot of, like, things relating to necrophilia lately, and it's, like, worrying me and grossing me out. And then when I call people out on it, they're like, well, if that's what you want to consider it, then that's on you. I'm like, but that's what it is. Like,
considering what? What is it? Like,
okay, so there's this artist that I stumbled upon his work.
Necrophilia.
I don't know, but he draws
soft necrophilia.
He illustrates like these morbid images. Oh. So I guess for like Valentine's Day, he illustrated this like bear-esque guy, like fucking like a bear-esque corpse.
Okay.
And then
human bear or like a bear?
Human bear. So then I found it comical because my humor can be pretty fucked up. And then I like reshared it and I was like, no, it's necrophilia. What is wrong with y'all? And then I put like the laughing emoji. And then the guy, I guess he got insulted. And then he's like, well, if that's what you see, that's on you. And I'm like, sweetie, but that's what it is. Like, it's a human fucking a fucking corpse. It was a dead, like green, decomposed, like cold corpse. And I'm like, that's necrophilia. Like, call it whatever the fuck you want. It's necrophilia. That's a no, y'all. Please, no to necrophilia. Even if it is in humor or art.
And here we are, necrophilia.
But there are people, like, as time, like, throughout my gay career, that I've realized, like, people are into some sick shit. And yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, like, it's either I'm a prude or...
But what's the sickest, like, shit, like, in, like, scenario that you've been in that you're just like...
I mean, with, like, sickest scenario that I've been... None.
None.
And at least, like, I haven't gotten to that point with anyone where they're just, like, feel comfortable enough to be like, oh, hey, shit on my chest or whatever. Yeah. I haven't been in a situation like that, at least not yet.
I don't think No.
But, like, I'm kind of... looking forward to it just so I could talk about it on the podcast.
This is like somebody's shit on your chest.
Like, huh?
Does somebody like... Does
no, not shit, them or? On me. Me on them. I'm not going to let anyone shit on me.
I don't know.
And I mean, if someone asked me, like, oh, take a shit on me, I'd be like, ew, no. And then I talk about it later and be like, oh my God, can you believe he just asked me to take a shit on his chest? Yuck.
There was some guy that, like, I kind of knew through Instagram and then, like, it was kind of hot. Oh, he's hot. And then it just, like, developed into this thing where he was just, like, we were, you know, trading nudes and shit.
Yeah.
And then it literally turned into shit where it was just like, hey, look at this.
Him to you?
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
Like, literally, like, defecating into it, like, taking a shit.
Into a toilet.
Yeah, and I was like, and I didn't know how to respond to that because I was like, I don't want to be, like, a prude.
You and responded with you taking a shit, didn't you?
I did. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So ew.
Listen, I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not.
Okay.
But it's not like I was sat there, like, mouth agape.
Like
you were waiting for, like, a hot Chick-fil-A turd slipping down my throat, you know?
Pollo tropical. Corn.
Or Taco Bell, like a crunch wrap.
Oh, God.
I ate this whole crunch wrap, baby. You ready for it?
I just had Chipotle. I had Chipotle for lunch and Taco Bell for dinner. Are you ready for this shit? That's fucking gross. Listen, yeah. If you're into it, there's no judgment. Listen,
I'm
keep
not
that shit away from me.
Literally. I mean, listen, it was like desperation. I was just like, all right.
What kind of desperation?
I was like, maybe I shouldn't impress this guy too. Like, hey, listen, look at me. Like, drop a deuce.
You know what? It would have been funny if, like, you were kind of constipated and all that came out was like those deer pebble poops. Like, and then he's like, ew, that's all you got?
All right. Block. Don't hit me up on Grindr anymore.
And then he, like, shit shames you. Like, this guy shits pellets.
Yo. This guy said he was gaping, but clearly. He's a duck.
Ew. Like, or if it's just, like, has no form. It's just like, ew. I didn't ask for the sancocho special. That's fucking gross. Ew, why are we talking about shit?
And yeah, well, we're talking about necrophilia.
Oh, so, yeah, you're right. I mean, at this point, it's just
slightly better. At least they're alive.
Whatever. No, I haven't had anyone talk to me or like tell me like, oh my god, I'm into this. Like, let's do it. I mean, so I recorded a kink episode with a friend of mine from New York.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeffrey. Which I met for the first time in like person during my last trip to New York.
Hey girl.
Total gem, like lovely little thing. And yeah, he was like walking me through all of these kinks and whatnot. And I'm like, oh my god, like I've been living under a rock or whatever.
What, so I didn't really listen to that episode, but like okay. What kinks did you guys go through?
Sounding.
Oh, I love it.
You've done it?
Oh yeah, I have a sounding rod.
Stop it.
I do. I don't know the size of it, but it's pretty big.
Okay. This is how did you even...
So, like, just one of the times I'm, like, coked out, I'm just, like, going through, like, a deep Pornhub, like...
Hole. You're on, like, page 274.
No, bro. I started getting very specific with kinks, and then I saw sounding.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember once I met up with this guy. This older guy, he's like, I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. So, and we started fucking...
And he just said, okay, let me stick
around. No, we started smoking meth, unfortunately.
No, yeah. Why?
Unfortunately, but yeah, we did meth.
Uh-huh.
And then...
How methy of you.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. And then he was just asking me about all my kinks. I was like, there's all these kinks I want to try.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, what about sounding? He was like, oh, give me a minute.
Say no more. He takes out his baton and...
There's like a fucking like... leather bag, rolled up bag, and just like brings out all these like sounding rods.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, okay, which one do you want to try? I was like, well, I guess we try this middle one right here. He's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, just sit back, he sterilized it. It was very nice.
Okay. Did he put it in a sterilizing machine?
Well, I sprayed it down with like alcohol.
Oh, okay. Off of it. I mean, listen, I'm no sanitation expert.
And then he just like, stuck it in. I was like, it's pretty dope. And it was really fucking hot. So that's how I got into sounding.
Lovely. I love that journey for you.
Thank you. It was really hard.
Okay. I can't say I've been down that same journey. I keep things pretty vanilla. I haven't made it down the sounding road yet. And I don't think I want to.
Those are alive. With the sounding of dick.
God, ew. What else? What else have you been up to? What's the latest gossip? What's the 411 in your sex life?
Just been really weird, I guess. I think.
Weird in what sense? I mean, you started off by telling me that, like, you sent a... No, not even the sounding. You sent a video of yourself taking a shit.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. Oh, my God. Shit, I just confessed that.
Minutes ago.
It's just been a really weird sexual journey.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm, like, the type of person to go from 0 to 100.
Uh-huh.
With these, like, sexual encounters, it's just been, like, whatever. I'm going to try anything once. Like, give it a little college try.
I love that journey for you. You enjoy that journey. That shitty sounding journey.
Well, that sounding journey wasn't that bad. But everything else, the shitty part.
Okay, lovely. Shitty. So then what's your dating life been like?
Absolute shit. Grindr hookups.
So after our relationship, you had your relationship with your little friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Interesting to say the least. Because I don't mean to be shady or to throw shade here or to start a war or anything like that, but homeboy was like, he had eyes on me and I caught him creeping like 1,000 times on my stories without even following me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? And we were like hanging out like as friends for a period. Whatever insecurities or issues he had.
That I can't speak on.
That's fine. You don't have to speak on it.
Ew.
I'm just trying to be messy for a second on my show.
I think it was digmatized. I don't know if that's like...
Okay.
That's very sad of me. I'm sorry.
It's not sad. I mean, that was part of your journey.
Yeah.
You
Yeah, it wasn't cute. It wasn't my proudest moment.
But you guys were together for on and off for
like a couple 3 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, am I doing the right thing or what's going on? Like,
no. But what was? I don't even want to get into that.
No. Get into it.
No.
Get into it. Let's get into it.
No. Okay. Fine. Twist my arm. No, it was just interesting because I knew that he wasn't fond of me.
Yeah.
But then he was like creeping my shit.
Neither was his ex.
What do you mean neither was? His ex wasn't fond of me?
No.
Of his me. Ex wasn't fond of, okay, yeah, whatever.
So vice versa.
Right. All right, but now they're like together.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I fucking hate the gays. Oh my God.
Listen.
Okay, so they were, it's a talk shit for like a second. They dated in high school around the same time that like we were in high school, which was like 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah. 2010. Like up until we graduated.
Up until we graduated. Yeah. Okay. Then I guess they broke up.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I were together for like
a couple years after
we graduated.
Yeah.
Then you got together with Homeboy.
Mm.
And then you were on and off for like 3 years or whatever. Yeah. And then Homeboy ends up getting back together with his little high school boyfriend. And now they're still together? Okay. I don't think I have either of them.
But
I think the other one like unfollowed me or whatever. And I'm like
reported you to like... Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird time in my life, I think. Just because like... All right, do you remember Donald...
Yes.
So he and I were like kind of like talking at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then we went out to Twist and went to Kill Your Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all were drunk as fuck, went to the beach and we're just like hooking up.
Ew.
Uh-huh. We went back to, yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, oops. I said that out loud.
And then we just went back to an apartment and then we just like start hooking up. And then my friend Donald just left.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed back, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna stick around here. And then I think I was like romanticizing the situation.
Uh huh.
And then just like, I was like, hey, let's go out on a date.
Between you and.
And.
Ah, yeah. Okay, lovely. All
right. Yeah. Well.
And then that lasted three whole years.
Three whole years. Wow.
Whatever the hell that was. I mean, I don't know the details of your relationship at that time because I didn't really speak to you. Or you really didn't speak to me during that time.
Hot mess.
I can tell.
Clearly.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Not my proudest moment in my life.
Whatever. I just know that he didn't like me.
Yeah.
And then he was creeping my shit on Instagram for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And then, whatever, some time passed. I think you two broke up. And then I ran into him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said hi to me, I think. Yeah. And I was like, what is this bitch doing saying hi to me?
Yeah.
And then, like, I kept on... I hate the universe sometimes. Because then it was like, everywhere I fucking went, I would run into him. And I'd be like, why?
You know what? I mean, I don't want to be, like... I feel like I'm being, like, proud of myself. But, uh-huh. I feel like I introduced him to all these places that I used to hang out with.
I made him. That's what you're saying.
Jesus, that sounds so fucking...
I made him. I know he is today.
Not really. God.
Listen, there's a lot of pride. Listen, you know what? Relationships are all about literal and figurative hand-holding and introducing people to things that they would otherwise not do.
Yeah.
So it's okay to take pride in like being like, that motherfucker didn't know the difference between Cabernet Sauvignon and Sauvignon Blanc. Like, I taught that motherfucker everything he knows about wine.
I will never forget that I used to work at the airport
selling,
like, luxury goods. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, these, like, ladies are losing their shit over these scarves from Hermes. And you're like, it's Hermes. I was like, okay.
Like, yeah, no. So, I mean, I don't see any shame in, like, you know, priding yourself in teaching your partner or whatever something new. Every guy that I've dated, I always said, I'm like, I am the most fun person that they have ever fucking dated or ever will fucking date. And you know what? I'm priding myself in that. And I toot my
horn. You know what? I'll hold you up on that. Because, like, honestly, like, you've taught me a lot. When we were dating as kids, like you introduced me so much to so much culture.
I know. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm just like
an
influencer at birth.
Nobody was.
I know I learned a lot, but I'm like still a little shit. Like I still don't know as much as I probably could know.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of things from, you know, our that like I evolved so much from my very first relationship.
Yeah.
Like I look back at a lot of the shit that I would do and I'm like, oh my God, like I was such an insufferable cunt. Like I would have punched myself in the face. I don't know how you never punched the shit out of me in the face.
Cause I mean, there was many times where I did want to punch you in the face. But I was like, this is first love.
And it's funny because with every relationship that I've had afterwards, there are certain things that I've noticed are common occurrences or common denominators within like each relationship. Like you begin to pick up on when the relationship is near its end because there seems to be some sort of disconnect or so one is disengaged or the behavior or the demeanor towards each other has shifted. So I can pick up on that now because that happened towards the end of our relationship. That's happened towards the end of all of my relationships. So I'm just like, oh, I know what's happening.
Interesting you anymore?
Yeah. With not this relationship, but like with... Or the one before, even though that really wasn't a relationship, even though I would consider it. But, like, he to this day, and he knows who he is because he's most likely listening. He, whatever. There was no title on it and whatnot. But the relationship before that, I took it upon myself to address him and be like, yo, what's good? Things are changing. Things are different. And then he was like, oh, no, you're crazy. Like, I like you. I'm crazy about you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then, like, weeks later, like, he broke up with me. And I'm like, I saw this shit coming.
Yeah. You're just, like, writing it out to the end.
Right? Oh, yeah, and I cheated on him before he broke up and everything.
Ooh, scandalous.
And it was so worth it. I knew that the shit was about to end, and I confronted him about it. And, like, and I could have done the same thing with, like, previous interactions. Like, whether it's been someone that, like, I've dated short-term, like, a two-week, three-week thing.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that I was like, oh, this isn't going to go anywhere. But I would literally drag it out, and they would drag it out until they
just
stop talking to each other.
Yeah.
No, like, we legit would, like, stop talking to each other. And that's happened so many times. And I'm like, okay, but is that really the healthiest way to go about?
Yeah. No.
I was going to be like,
yeah, absolutely. No, like, honestly, like, I feel like you've been in more relationships than I have. I've only been in two, what I consider relationships.
Yeah.
Which is you and you know who.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just been like self-sabotaging, like grinder bullshit.
Oh,
like I'm lovely. Drunk as fuck, coming out of Twist. Like,
you're like, oh, hey.
Go to bathhouse. Yeah.
I can't say that my experiences through the years have been like sexually charged. Like my body count, I can probably count with like my two hands and toes, which is relatively low considering... You know, someone of my age. I can't say I've been with more than 20 people.
I can't.
Well,
clearly.
And I know a lot of people that haven't. I'm like, all the power to you, but that's not me.
No. There's some point where I wanted you to come out with me to gay bars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't your thing.
No.
Yeah.
And now it's my thing. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm just like, what the fuck? And I feel like I made her.
No, you didn't. You fucking idiot.
Because I was like, let's go to the club. Like, let's fucking fag out. And
okay, but like, you have to understand that in that time, I was dealing with a lot of internalized homophobia.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of things from you also because you like to go out. You know, I learned about RuPaul's Drag Race through you. You were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, and I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Yeah. It's a show about men who dressed up.
Buying like Britney Spears CDs, like they're going out of sale.
Well, you know what? I'm a different type of gay. So I'm a different type of queer. And to this day, I've watched Drag Race a couple of times, but I'm not like, oh my God, I have to watch Drag Race.
No,
I mean, but no, I digress. What I'm getting at is that during those early years of my life, and even when I turned 18 and we had the ability to go to like these 18 and over clubs, it still wasn't my thing.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. And I never was into partying to begin with.
Yeah.
I actually didn't start drinking the way that I drink now and consuming alcohol until I turned 23 years old. Because you would have a gathering or a friend would have a gathering. I'd go over and have like a cocktail and like that was it.
I mean, but the same with me. I wasn't drinking that like that either.
But you were more into partying.
Well, yeah, like socializing, like hanging out with people.
And
like,
going out to dance.
I was
and going
a big
out
pothead at the time.
Yeah.
And just like going out and dancing. Like, when I discovered that, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just want to It's one thing.
No, I wasn't into that at the time because again, like I didn't feel 100% comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's so weird to me.
I know.
Always. Because it's like you were so comfortable all the time.
What do you mean I was so comfortable?
I think you were always so confident and so comfortable in yourself. And I'm just like, all right, so he doesn't want to go to a gay club? Like,
what? Well, again, it was partly because there was a huge part of me or a small part of me, whatever, that still hadn't like fully accepted who I was or, you know, what I was going through. And it wasn't until I forgot at what point all of that changed. I really don't know. But yeah, it wasn't until several years later that I was just like, all right, you know what? This is when I think it was after my mom had found out about me being gay. And that's when I was just like, all right, well, you know what? I have nothing left to hide right now. I always carried that shame with me. And that fear of like, oh my God, what's my mom going to think? What's my mom going to think? What's my mom going to think?
Like, how did she not think about that earlier?
Well, she did and then she didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl.
Like my mom did too. Like when I came out to my mom and she was like, I was just talking about her, but you know, she's like, mom, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I think it was like a couple weeks afterwards. So she was like, have you been with anyone? I was like, yeah, you remember Jonathan? She's like, yeah. You're a friend from high school. I'm like, yeah, he was my boyfriend for like 5 years. And she's like, what? And even still, like today, she called me. She was like, I'm hanging out with Jonathan. And she's like, who's Jonathan?
Ugh.
The one that still lives here? It's like, girl, like I've come out to you like.
There's only one Jonathan.
Like I came out to you like 10 years ago. Like, come on. Like my sister has dated someone in transition or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was super okay with him.
Yeah.
But it's like with me, it's just like. That's my boy.
She just hates me.
No, she just hates the fact that, like, she knows I'm a faggot. And she doesn't want to accept it.
Your mom still hates me. Whatever.
I don't think she hates you.
I mean, I remember bonding with your mom a couple of times. And I was like, okay, whatever, cool.
Yeah. But my mom can be a bitch.
That's fine.
Clearly. I mean, like, I just think it's so hard for her to accept the fact that, like, and it's even hard for me to bring it up. Like sometimes I want to talk to her, but like, yo, there's this guy I'm like super interested in. But for her, it's just like, no.
I mean, I think that at this point, it's not that she doesn't accept it because I'm pretty sure she has accepted it.
Yeah.
I just think it makes her uncomfortable. Because, I mean, the same thing with, like, my dad, for example. Yeah. You know, my dad, he knows what I am and whatnot. Yeah. But I don't think that he's at a point where he can just, like, have an adult conversation about it because there's so much that he doesn't understand. Or, like, the feelings that he feels when, you know, this type of thing pops up, it just makes him uncomfortable. So, I mean, eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, like, the fact that, like, just they just still see us as their kids.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes with my mom and like, I want to be your fucking best friend, bro. Like, let me in.
And then what about your dad?
I mean, my dad, I don't really have a great relationship with him, obviously. But now he's more like open to me. Like he's being more like cariñoso and shit. Like,
oh, that's sweet.
Like, you know, like when it was my birthday, he like gave me a hug. I was like,
daddy loves me.
Daddy did love me.
You see?
Yeah, but I feel like my dad can be more open in terms of accepting scenarios, but he doesn't communicate with it.
Yeah.
Or can't.
I don't know if it's like a Dominican dad thing or a Latino. Like, I hate to like, you know, put people into segments.
No, but yeah, but it's definitely a thing. Like, I remember your dad being like, oh, machista.
I mean, he still is. Like,
anyway, but yeah, like, I feel like my relationship with my dad, it's like, it's not very verbal, but it's more visual, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like a nod here and there, like
all right.
It's almost like sign language. Like a eyebrows raising or like some sort of shit like that. It's like, all right, cool. Got you, dog.
I see. I mean, my relationship with my dad hasn't changed much. I mean, at this point, it's always been the same. Like we're not close, we're not distant. It's just, oh hey, like what's up? Like, send me the money that you owe me. Like, okay. And then, like, whatever. He'll send me, like, cat videos on WhatsApp and, like, little things like that. I'm like, okay, This is his way of interacting with me.
It's like, yesterday I was, I got stoned and I was like, you know what? I want to jump rope. So I started jump roping.
Okay, that's a very interesting thing to do when you're stoned, but okay.
Well, because, yeah, I like to like, I can't focus on shit when I'm stoned.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So jump roping was my getaway. And then I had my AirPods on and I was like, just breathing heavily. And then I called my dad by mistake. And I was like, oh shit. And I heard Siri like...
You called your dad over the phone?
By mistake.
Okay, okay.
While I was jump roping.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard
How Siri. Did that happen?
I was just breathing, and I guess like Siri picked it up as like me saying call. On my phone, my dad's name is Faja.
Oh.
So I'm like, call Faja. Okay.
Wow. All right.
Call Faja.
Okay. So for some reason, I hear the similarities in the pronunciation. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm just huffing and puffing for some reason. Siri's like... calling Faja. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's yeah.
like taking off, like, you know, canceled it.
Yeah.
And then, like, my dad gets home. And then 20 minutes later, he texts me. He's like, I texted him, like, I sorry, called you by mistake.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, he got home. And then, like, 20, 30 minutes later, he's like, who are you?
What?
I was like, what? And then I just let it run. He was just, like, coming in and out of the kitchen, just like, because my dad's, like, very private.
Yeah.
And just weird.
Yeah.
So he's just running around, like, the house, like, and then at some point I was like, oh, shit, I should probably tell him this. I was like, hey, pa, the person that called you, that was me. He was like, oh. And there was, like, such a sense of relief in his face. And I was like, what is this motherfucker doing?
He didn't have your number saved.
He didn't.
What a fucking shit. Fucking
schmuck. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. By the way, ages ago, there was suspicion that your dad had another child. What happened with that?
Bitch. Oh, this is gonna be... yeah, there's two kids.
Stop!
It's confirmed.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, my dad had a business at a laundromat.
Uh-huh.
And then had some bitch named Deltrice working there.
Deltrice?
Yeah.
Oh, Del Triflin. Del
and then like had my mom working there at the same time too, and then we were all just like, dude, like my whole family knows about it, like just fucking be upfront with us, and never said anything. And then like would bring the kid over to our house
like nothing
happened, like
oh yeah, just let him like, play around here, his yeah. toys, like whose kid is this?
And she looked exactly like my sister and I, like Karina and I.
Uh-huh.
Like
Deltrice's exactly. baby.
Deltrice.
And that was the only woman.
Yeah.
That you know of.
That we know of.
And your dad had two kids by her.
We suspect all three.
Three? There's a third?
Yeah. I think the eldest one wasn't his, but definitely the youngest one.
Mm.
And then the middle one, we're just like, we can kind of see the resemblance.
So, like, what's your relationship with them now?
We have no relationship with them.
That's, you should.
I mean, my sisters and I were talking about it. Like, we would love to.
How old are they now?
I don't know, bro. Like, 9? No.
So.
I was like 6 or so. Still young.
Yeah.
Like, the baby is a baby. She's for like
right.
4 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What does your mom say about this?
She doesn't say shit. What do you think she's going to say?
You know what? This is what I hate about these Latino women. This is what I hate about these fucking Latino women. I love them. I've been raised
bitch and by... bitch and bitch about it. And then it's like, yo.
And they don't do shit because they're weak.
No. And then they're like, you know what? But like, this is all like my grandparent or like my mother grew up and like, you have to stick by your man and all this bullshit.
No, fuck that.
Well, listen. Yeah, obviously, fuck that. But it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
no, it blows my mind because I know of so many, you know, women who, you know, they, I guess, they become complacent or they see that as this being okay. And then they stay in this situation.
Yeah.
And it's like, what for? Like,
yeah,
you exactly. guys are old enough.
Yeah.
Where, like, you understand, like...
we found out that, like, all this shit was going on. We're just like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Right, yeah.
But it's like, what is she going to do? Like, that's been her whole life. This is the first man that she fucked and married.
Oh, God.
So, because she grew up in a very Christian household.
God.
Jesus is going to fucking sew your pussy up if you fucking, you know.
That's so sad. That's so sad. I mean, listen, we're in this new age of, like, Beyonce and, like, female empowerment.
Yeah. I mean, my sister's like,
I can have another you in a minute. Like,
my sisters are so empowered. Like, I love them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, like, complete opposite of my mom.
Yeah.
But it's just, like,
yeah,
you know, us being, like, hey, yeah, fuck out of this. Like,
yeah. And it's funny because, like, looking at the relationship that, like, my mom and dad have, mm-hmm, like, it's always been weird for as long as I've fucking known.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, it's because it's because of their weird relationship that I'm just like, I don't want this for myself. Yeah. I don't I understand that, like, the definition of monogamy and, mm-hmm, you know, these, like, just two people relationships that's shifted, yeah, because their theories are like, you know, we're not meant to be monogamous and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's cute. You know, I understand why couples do that. I understand, yeah, why people do that. And they get into polyamorous relationships and, mm-hmm, they establish, you know, these relationships with just that one person that they say, you know what, you're going to be my life partner. You're, yeah, going to be my this. I'm going to share bank accounts with you. We're going to reap the benefits of, you know, filing taxes together and blah, yeah, blah, blah, blah,
like
blah. We're going to live
other just like kind of like manipulating each other at some point, you know.
And then, like, you know, you sleep with whoever you want. I'll sleep with whoever we want. And then whenever we want, we could sleep. We can fuck around together. Like, those are the types of relationships that I see happening now, especially within the gay community, like, yeah, the legacy relationships. Sorry, yeah, I don't know where you were going.
I was going with, like, the old school, like, thought of mine. Like,
well, I'm going to get into that now. Okay. I think about, like, the old school, like, more traditional relationships where it's just one person and one person, and then you make it work out until it doesn't work, and then, yeah, like, you just find yourself and then start dating someone else who's going to compliment you in your life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the standard that I'm setting for myself,
mm-hmm,
for my future and, you know, the way that I want to manage my relationships, my intimate, yeah, relationships with people, with men, not people.
Manly people.
Man. So no, anyway, what's in store for you? Like, what have you learned from your two relationships and in the way that you...
The most important thing that I learned in my relationships is that, like, I don't think I can handle a relationship.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I mean, it, yeah, takes a lot of courage to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I don't think I can manage one. Or, okay, like, because I'm so selfish.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
At least from what I remember, yeah.
Yeah. I'm, uh-huh, very selfish. Or even if I'm, like, I'm not in a relationship with a person, or, like, I start, like, romanticizing about the person, and then I start overthinking things and thinking of how I want the relationship to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
But I should be feeling guilty about it because, like, we haven't even reached that point. I just like to romanticize.
I mean,
who doesn't?
In what way do you mean, like, romanticize? Like, that's
like, I think too far ahead and then, like, I get too nervous about it.
That makes no sense.
No?
No. At least not to me. Viewers, what do you say? I mean, listeners, what do you think?
I guess basically what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm clearly not emotionally available for a relationship. First, for the amount of I've attempted.
Okay, so you're not emotionally available for a relationship, but then you're thinking about the future with a person or, like, with, like, I don't get it. So you're not emotionally available.
Clear, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
I think I've thought of a lot of, like, me being by myself for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they enjoy being by themselves.
And I think that's, for me, that's my comfort zone.
I mean, listen, all the power to that. I mean, I feel like everyone at some point in their life, you know, they say, like, I don't want to date anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said that to myself 1,000 times, even after, like, ending, like, a relationship with someone or a relationship has ended. I'm just, like, jaded, guarded, walls up, fuck everyone. I literally hate everyone and stay the fuck away from me. And I just become this, like, I'm a bad bitch, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to keep it, I guess, for a while. But then every now and then something comes into your life and you're like, oh, this is nice. I like where this is going. Let's see where it goes. I mean, I don't know. I'm not anyone to give you advice on how to, like, live your life or whatever.
Yeah.
But just be open to the opportunity. You never know when love's going to come knocking on your door. So you and I have clearly evolved a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you're really complete.
Complete, totally different people. No, I love that because it just goes to show, like, I preach this a lot and I remind people, I'm like,
I mean, we were the same thing in, like, when we were in high school. We're, like, just complete opposite people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because I was like,
this, like, fucking thuggish little boy from Carroll City coming in.
Thuggish is not the right word.
Thuggish is not the word. I mean, style wise, like long tees, like
that was like freshman year, and then sophomore year you started like tailoring your clothes more too. And I think we all started doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all started doing that.
Yeah, but when we when I'm talking about when we first met, I was just like,
Oh yeah. I mean, we went to a nerd school.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It was like, so our high school was more like a technical school where like people would go and focus just on their studies. And you had all these introverts there.
My cousins went to the school before it became well established as a technical school.
Yeah.
So for them, it was a small, regular high school.
Yeah.
But then I think when we started our freshman year, it just became this segregated thing, like, like cliques and shit. And like everybody part of their strands.
Yeah. I mean, the cliques were pretty, they stood pretty strong until
the test of times.
Yeah. But it's funny, you didn't go to the high school reunion. And I thought you were going to go.
I was going to go. And then I didn't want to go because I was like, I'm too fucking cool for this. And then last minute, I ended up going.
And did you see me. You? No.
Yeah, you yelled at me.
I did?
Yeah,
I
probably you're like, did. Why the fuck did you just show up now? And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like when the...
exactly. That's exactly
Oh, you're right.
Rolling your eyes. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Like, whatever. Whatever. I mean...
But I was moving to New York at the time, so I was like, I don't know.
I'm going to New York. I'm better than these people. Whatever. I was there the whole time, and I was just like, I don't remember half these people.
Yeah.
Like, people were walking... mind you, I was the class vice president for all four fucking years, so I knew everyone by first name and last name.
Yeah.
And it's so sad, because while I was there, like, passing out badges and whatnot, I was just like, how do I remember this person's name? And I didn't even give them a friendly hello. I was just like, oh, so and so, here you go. And that was it.
Yeah.
And then there were all these other people that walk up and like, oh, you're part of this, okay, whatever. But no, that was an interesting thing. I mean, if you get a chance to go to your high school reunion, just fucking go. Like, half of y'all waste your time doing stupid shit anyway. Might as well invest your time in going into
I felt like a dick when I showed up.
Yeah, because you showed up when the shit was already fucking over.
But still,
like, what was the point? Like,
I don't know. I just wanted to show up.
Yeah, no,
but I didn't.
No, you should have gone. Now you're going to have to wait till like the 20th year, which I'm not going to be the one to organize that shit.
Were you the one to organize the whole
thing? That's why I was insulted. I was like, how dare you come late to my fucking party? No. It was my party. Damn it. Let me tell you.
Bitch, the look that came from your eyes when you saw me, I was like, oh, fuck. She's pissed.
I was pissed because here I am. I like legit took the
like,
time.
It was like a 3-second interaction, but Jesus Christ, like I almost had a heart attack. Like my anxiety levels went.
And I think I left right after that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm leaving. It was really intense.
And I was like, just over being there. Oh, yeah. And you showed up like drunk as shit, too, I think.
Did I? No, I didn't. I wasn't drunk.
Then you were high as shit.
No, I was just really. Just writing my anxiety levels or something. I don't know. Whatever. I was really nervous. That's the reason I didn't want to go in the first place.
Nervous about what?
I don't know, bro. The fuck? Just like interacting with people and just like having to make small talk. I'm just like, oh, I think that was really
well, funny. You know what happened anyway? All the cliques that existed in high school,
like reformed.
Exactly. Like... exactly. I was like, okay, the entrepreneurship girls are over there. They're good. The communication and entertainment girls are all here. All the health people are here. And I was like, oh my God, it's just like old times.
Yeah.
Like and then here I am intermingling with everyone. Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, everything's good. I feel like, although you and I, we did our thing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I... this is going to sound so fucked up, but please, don't be insulted by it. I feel like I learned a lot, and I'm grateful for that because I know this long-term relationships is, like, my thing. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like I limited myself because I was in a relationship. And I missed out on a lot. But then I'm like, I've been single for like a really long time. What I noticed is that there are a lot of gays that they come out and they go through like their hoe phase. And then like that's what builds their character and whatnot. I haven't had a hoe phase. Like I haven't had a hoe phase.
So
no, I'm just saying that like I wonder like had our situation not happened, how different my life would have been or our lives, how different they would have been.
I don't know. I think I would just wanted to share the that lifestyle was, not that like whole lifestyle, but just like us as both like fresh little gays, like going out to clubs. I remember we were in Coconut Grove or something. And we were at a Fat Tuesdays. I remember I grabbed you. And like you sat on my lap. And for me, that was just like, oh, fuck.
I don't remember that.
Well, I, dude.
I don't remember that at all.
I have not forgotten about that because I feel like that was the first time we were like expressing ourselves as a couple in public. Because you felt comfortable around the people that you're with. Because we were never affectionate in public.
No, we weren't. Yeah, at all. No.
It was just like...
Yeah, it was everything was behind closed doors. Yeah. Or like in the car when we were alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember that moment for me.
I mean, even to this day, I'm still not affectionate with anyone I date in public. Unless I'm like in a safe space, like at a club or like around our friends sitting at a table or whatnot. But like I would... To this day, I would never walk... I'll do it for like 3 seconds just when I'm like in the mood to like... feel that person's touch but then I'll be like okay like let go of my hand like that's it like I can't like I feel like I'm on a leash and it like gives me anxiety and even when I see like couples being like affectionate towards each other like too much PDA it makes me feel uncomfortable
I mean
whether it's a straight couple whether it's a gay couple I'm just like unless we're like at a club and like you know everyone is like making out shirtless or whatever and like, it's and reached it's like, that point it's just like okay big fucking deal like this is the place for it but like if I'm walking past I'm walking out of the Cheesecake Factory and then there's a couple against the wall like making out like dry and dry humping I'm like I'm just trying to enjoy my cheesecake bro not in front of my salad that hasn't changed. I think it was just a product of like the household that I was brought up in because I never saw my parents being affectionate towards each other.
No,
I remember the first time I saw them like kiss on the lips like it was just like a quick peck.
That sounds weird for me.
It was and it was like for New Year's or whatever and I'm like oh y'all are doing this and it was like maybe 4 years ago and I was like I never want to see that shit again as terrible as it may sound I was like ew but I come from a family of prudes like I was talking about that with my aunt that I'm closest to
I mean you guys are very prudish
so no just going back to the whole thing like I think about like how different my life would have been I don't know if I would have ever came out or when I would have come out had it not been for like the experiences that you know you and I had I don't know that I would be the saint that I am today I'm thankful for every experience that I've been through like whether it's been with a friend so or like with you and I still have a lot of love for you and like everyone always asks for you and I'm like oh he's good you know whatever and whenever you're in town I'm glad we can just like catch up and like have some lunch and talk chat and spill the tea.
That's one thing I feel like I wish, because like I got to know a lot of your family when we were dating back in high school, but you really only got to know like a handful of like.
Your family's like 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
And then your dad's like having kids with like other women. So I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I still feel like your mom is still like my mom. Like, you know, whenever she writes to me on like my birthday on Facebook, I'm like, oh, Julie. What's your most memorable part of our relationship when we were kids?
When we broke up.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty. I'm sorry. No, it is. I think about that all the time.
Okay. Shitty. And it's funny that you asked that because that for me, I was like, oh my God. Let me tell y'all how this went down. So I found out that This man over here, I found out that he was unfaithful to me.
Yeah.
A year after the act had happened.
Yeah.
I found out, I confronted him, and then we were broken up for a day, then we reconciled, and I remember I was just like, ugh, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, I felt so betrayed. And then I was just like, hurt. I'm over it. I don't want to do this anymore. And then... we were still together and I was just like riding it out because I guess I was like whatever it's working and then we were in my bed we were just laying down we had gone to some stupid event at like a local university or whatever never forget that day for some event that one of my friends had put together and then we were laying down and then you asked me like why do you like me and I'm like like why are you asking me that and then you go to me he's like can you believe this? After six years.
Oh my God.
After these many years, he goes to me, he's like, I don't think I ever really loved you. And I was like,
did I say that?
You no, did. You I did. Did not say that. You did. You did. You did.
No.
Yes, you I did. Said, no, I you like... said what you said. And that's what you said.
Fuck. All right.
That's what you said. And this. I, my heart sank to my ass. And then I remember 3 minutes of silence and I go to him like, well, you can get the fuck out.
Yeah. Fuck. I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
You did. Fuck. On my life, you said that. I thought you asked me what was the most memorable part, and I said the breakup.
No, yeah, okay. Well,
I remember it like it was yesterday. Fuck. It happened next door in the bedroom next door.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that was probably one of. The, I mean, there were yeah, a lot of. I thought
I worded it otherwise. I guess for me to make myself feel better. I guess.
No.
Fuck. I'm sorry. That was pretty shitty.
It's okay. I'm a stronger person.
Yeah.
Because I'm strong enough to live without you. I'm strong enough. I listened to a lot of Cher and a lot of like empowering songs, and I was just like, you know what? I'm a survivor.
Here we are, looking each other in the eyes.
I know, but it's all good. I mean, we go through shit in life, and
yeah. I mean, whatever. I think at the moment, like, that's not really what I meant to say. I was just like, I didn't know how else to communicate it.
I mean, there's no other way you can communicate that.
Yeah, I guess. Fuck.
There's another way to communicate. I never loved you. So
no, I did not say that.
You
bro.
Did, no. Joel Hernandez. You said that.
Then Frank Moroto. I did not
you
say that.
Said
no.
That's what I you remember. Said.
No, I did not say that. I know. I know that I didn't say that. I think I said I'm no longer in love.
No, 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 no.
Really?
You said I never loved you.
No, well,
that's what you said, and that's what I told everyone.
Well, we're gonna agree to disagree because I
no,
I'm an asshole, but Jesus, like
no, you no. said that, you said that, fuck. And then after that, like you begged for us to get together again, and I was like,
yeah,
no,
did.
We're done. Sure. Like I'm dating 45-year-old men who are interior designers now. Anyway, on a lighter note, thank you. Next, thanks. Thank you. Next. No, all jokes aside, I still have a lot of love for you, and
I do too.
I'm glad that you and I have been able to.
We can laugh about it.
We can laugh about it. I mean, how healthy is this shit right now? I mean, who else can say that? How uncomfortable were you this whole time?
Not that uncomfortable. I thought it was really natural.
This
was
like,
I was really nervous about it before.
I don't know why. I mean, it's just me. So. Joel, thank you so much for being part of Yes, Bro.
Thanks,
and I hope that, I don't know what y'all gained from this, but it makes a good story. And like,
yeah,
I mean,
hope it helps someone.
I can't thank you guys enough for tuning in to another episode of Yes, Bro. Please, yeah, bro. Again, if anyone wants to contribute, by all means, you're more than welcome to. I accept any and all donations in any form, as long as it's money. Don't send me a dick pic. Don't send me anything else except some money or Venmo.
Yeah, I live in New York, so just send me dick pics and money.
Yeah, no. Get your own podcast. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If anyone wants to make any kind of donation, just go ahead and tap the link in the podcast bio, and you can make any kind of contribution that you like, whether it's a monthly one, whether it's a one-time contribution, whatever. It's all appreciated. Thank you all so much. I love you all for listening. Bye.
Bye.